Richard Green and his lady yesterday shared the spoils. A spectacular story. It's been a big couple of days for Richard Green. And he and Marianne Scarpnaughter got a lot to be happy about. Richard Green, to begin with, joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Oh, mate, congratulations. This is just, I mean, the fact that, you know, you had your one the other day and you've won this tournament, your form's been good. I mean, that's reason to celebrate enough. But,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
But to do what you've done with your fiance, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
It is. It's been an unbelievable week, you know. That's fairy tale stuff for us. And you know, I still can't believe it. To both win the same week, the same place. You know, getting a win in golf is rare enough as it is and hard enough to do as it is. But let alone both of us win on the same week. Just amazing.
Was it a freakish omen when we saw you put that hole in one on the day before the start of the tournament? Yeah. I think it was. I believe it actually went in the bunker and then popped out and went in the hole. I suppose it wasn't a great shot, but do you still get some confidence out of a pretty poor shot that got lucky?
Yeah, you do. You know, when in golf, when things start going your way and good things happen. You know, you've got to think that, you know, maybe the golfing gods are shining on me this week, you know, and sure enough, you know, I felt that way after holing that shot. It was, you know, like you say, you know, it was an okay drive. It went left in the bunker. I didn't even think it was going to go find its way to the hole, but sure enough, it did. And, you know, I sort of walked away and thought, you know, maybe this is my week.
Hey, Richard, I reckon it was the Australian... the Women's Open, I think it was last year, might have been the year before, I think it was last year, when I walked past you, and you were outside the players' lounge area where they were having lunch. Were you caddying for Marianne last year in the Open?
Yes, I was.
And you weren't allowed to go in and have lunch because you're a caddy?
No, exactly. I was caddying for her that week, and yeah, sure enough, you know, it was no caddies allowed in the players' lands as usual, and I was left outside.
Sure.
Good.
Sure.
I'm happy to do that.
Oh, it's a price you pay for love, mate.
Surely it's not a good thing for any relationship when you're teaming up like that.
What is a caddy?
It's a caddy.
Yeah,
a lot
well,
of stress.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, look, believe me, I've been seriously told to shut up on the golf course.
Hey, I believe Marianne's there with you. She
is.
Can, we'll get back to you in a moment. Can you hand the phone over to Marianne? Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll get back to you, Richard.
Okay, mate.
Good on you, Richard Green and Marianne Scarpnaughter are engaged. The story of the Vic Open is just a beauty. Marianne, have we got you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, we're just talking to Richard about the Women's Open, the Australian Open last year, when you were inside eating the beautiful braised beef and the roast lamb and the whole... And your poor man's outside. He's carrying your bag for that tournament. Did you take him any lunch last year, or did he just get the curried egg sandwiches available to the caddies in the caddy room?
Yeah, he got a sandwich.
Right.
He was happy with that.
Hey, how good is that? I mean, we just spoke to Greeny about it. How good is it that you two have now got this to share? I mean, there are bigger tournaments you're going to play around the world and bigger prizes that you're both going to be chasing. But I imagine this is going to be a fantastic thing that you two are going to have for the rest of your lives together.
Yeah, this is a week we'll never, ever forget. It's been amazing the whole week. Like, last week we got engaged. Monday we moved into the new house on the golf course. On Wednesday he had a hole-in-one, and it's just been, I don't know, it's just been going really good for us this week.
So you're out there trying to win your tournament, and you eventually kick clear of Suo and a couple of others and won by three. But did you, while on your way around, were you keeping an eye on the men's leaderboard?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had friends out watching, and I always asked, how's he going? And I think it was after 14 or 15, he was cheerlead or something. And I got a bit nervous for him. I was more nervous for him than I was for me.
Right.
How what's it like when you're both so, you know, having such success? Can it be a strain when both you've got such highly motivated and highly charged for success in pretty much the same field?
Yeah, no, we deal with it all right. It's like, I want him to play well more than anything in the world, and he wants the same for me, and we're pushing each other. And we talked about this week a couple of weeks ago in Dubai and said, oh, how great would it be if we both can go there and play well and win, and it would just be a dream come true. And it happened.
That's great.
I can't really believe it.
Hey, what's he like as a caddy?
A caddy?
Yeah, what's he like? Is he a good caddy?
He talks a bit much.
Right.
He gives a little bit too much information. So I might have been a little bit nasty a couple of times.
Do you ever caddy for him?
I have caddied for him once in Switzerland a couple of years ago when his wife's caddy got sick. I caddied the second round, and when we finished that round, I apologized for throwing a club at him 3 years earlier because I didn't know it was that hard.
Hey, do you look at when I'll get you to pass the phone back to Richard after this, but do you look at each other's schedules and try to sync up, you know, to get into the same parts of the world at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely, we do. So he's traveling a bit with me when he's not playing, and I'm doing the same. So we're not going to have too many weeks apart.
Marianne, it was fantastic.
Yep.
Congratulations. It's just a brilliant story, and it couldn't have been the story it is without you doing your part of the bargain. Can you just hand the phone back to Richard for us?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good on you. Congratulations. Marianne Scarpnord, who's the fiancé of Richard Greene. Hey, Greeny, where do you go to next? What's on the agenda for you in the short term?
Oh, I'm actually on a plane this afternoon at 3 o'clock to go to Thailand, so for the back on the European tour for the Thailand Golf Championship. So the new tournament up there, Black Mountain. So it's a bit quick to be jumping on the plane after having such a great week, but you know, got to get back on the horse again.
Well, your form's good. You brought some good form out of the Middle East back to Australia, and that's carried on, mate. Congratulations to both you and Marianne. It's just a brilliant story.
Yeah, great
and,
story.
The Vic Open's going from strength to strength, and you guys have made it even a greater event. Congratulations to the pair of you.
Yeah, good on you guys. Thanks very much. It's an amazing week, and we've had amazing support. And, you know, hopefully we'll next year and bigger and better, and it'll be great.